you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Not sure what the hell just happened?
Yeah, join the club, pal.
We dare you to live through it again. Grab the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or TNTRadioEmpire.com.
I'm also lazy. I'm too lazy to be a farmer. I know that. Like, I mean, you say what you want about the farmers. They work. Like, they work. Just look at what they make their kids do. You ever heard a farm kid talk about his chores? When I was a kid, if I said I did my chores, that meant I rolled the garbage cans down the driveway on Tuesday, and my brother did it on Thursday. And if I didn't do my chores, I got grounded. If a farm kid doesn't do his chores, the bank forecloses on the family's farm. The stakes are high over there, man.
Oh, man.
Field corn grows is the new stand-up special. Available on Amazon, Amazon Prime Direct, Google Play, Xbox Video, and Vudu on June 30th, and it's Greg Warren.
Still make me laugh there, Greg. Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Now, more importantly, how are you doing? We've been coming to work every day since this happened.
Yeah.
You know that. How about you? What have you been doing every day?
Man, I don't want to.
you don't want to think about it. Okay, let's do that then. What are you going to do in the future? When's your first live gig?
Well, hey, that's the thing, man. Here's the thing: is the future. There's a lot of stuff I said that I was going to do if I ever had the time,
right.
And I really had to sort of confront myself with, like, I need to restate some of those things. I need to go back. Be like, man, if I ever had the time, I would watch all of Homeland on Showtime and cry.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
That.
Okay. Did you pursue
Did you have you pursued any of those endeavors?
Yeah, I got through seven and a half seasons of Homeland.
Okay.
There you go. You got through that. Okay, got it. Yeah. All right. Well, that's accomplishing things during the break.
Yeah. No, I got some stuff done. You know, I kind of started working on a couple projects.
All right.
So I'm doing a live show this week. I'm back after 4 months. Yeah.
Okay, I was gonna say, where's your first live show?
Last night, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Oh, you're in Myrtle Beach. You're in Myrtle Beach right now.
Yeah, I am.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Yeah, okay.
I'm guessing they're not taking COVID seriously. I've been to Myrtle
Beach.
Yeah,
I don't think the South is, man. I drove because I didn't want to get on an airplane.
Right.
I stopped at a lot of gas stations. I did not see one mask.
Yeah.
In any gas station.
Yeah, and that's a party town in the summer, Myrtle Beach.
What are you working to? 30%? 50%? What are the crowds?
50% occupancy, I think, is the is what they're supposed to do, and we about had it last night. And it's weird though, because it's 50% occupancy in 6 feet, so that's kind of tricky. The 6 feet is the trickier part.
How about afterwards? Because you're a nice guy to fans. Did you stay away and not meet and greet?
You know, it was weird, man. I said I wasn't gonna.
Right.
And then I kind of did.
Did anybody reach out and shake hands, though? Because I'm not going to shake hands.
No, there's like fist bumping, fist bumping.
Got it.
And then one guy wanted me to take a picture with his kid, who was a fan. And I did. I just didn't stand close to him.
Got it.
So, it's all kind of confusing, to be real.
And that was your first live show. What was it like being on stage?
It was great, man.
Was it riding the bike or were you rusty?
It was pretty much ride the bike.
Okay.
You know, and my, about 4 years ago, my mom passed away, and I was kind of not doing comedy for like 2 months during that whole thing.
Right.
And so I kind of had a little experience with, and I was really panicking. I'm like, I'm going to forget my whole act.
Right.
And I remember getting on stage after that, and it came back real quick.
Came back real quick.
Good. I mean, I'm not sure I would, you know, I'm not sure I want anybody to record that, what I did last night.
Okay, so what, today, oh, that was last night is a, what, so it's a Wednesday. I know it's a tourist area, so is it Tuesday through Saturday?
Yeah.
Is it Tuesday through Saturday?
Tuesday through Saturday, okay. And most of the time, you know, when it's a non-COVID summer, it's every night. They do Monday through Sunday. Yeah,
okay, yeah, I figured that.
Summer.
So you got Tuesday through Saturday, one show a night, or is it two on the weekend?
Two on the weekends, yeah.
This is also personal, you don't have to answer this, but have they, cut your pay?
Yeah, are you working at a discount?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like one of those clubs that I've been working for forever, and it's a family-owned club.
Got
and
it.
I kind of told them, we'll just talk money, you know, whatever. Like, I was like, just pay me whatever.
Right.
Do that forever. But during the summer, it's especially this, it's like, I will know what's right at the end of the week. You know, I trust them.
Is it their first week of comedy, this club?
No, they've been going for, I think they've been going for a few weeks, actually.
Okay.
All right. Well, good, man. Now, you, what are you going to do during the day? Just stay away from people?
I got a couple projects to work on. I'm doing some calls for the special. And
right.
then it's a condo. It's a really nice condo down here.
Okay.
And, you guys know Jeremy Essick. He's the feature act, so I'm hanging with, you know, old friend of mine. So he's with me here.
Okay,
so.
Cool.
Yeah. All right.
Hopefully he doesn't have it. You know?
are you comfortable in that situation? Are you comfortable with the crowd?
Yeah, I'm not comfortable in any situation these days, man.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like, you know, I mean, I'm gonna try to be careful, but I kind of feel like, if I get it, I get it. You know, at least I'm not gonna try. You know what, I've got a corporate gig next week, and that one scares me more because it's in Florida, and it's you know, those guys, you kind of feel like they're paying you a lot of money, and I've done a gig for them before, and you feel like they're going to want to shake hands afterwards and talk to you, and like I can kind of go hide on in a public show.
Well,
like
I'm guessing if you just shake hands and don't touch your face, then as soon as you're done shaking hands with everybody in the frickin' room, go wash your hands, you might be okay. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah,
know.
Man, I.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, you haven't seen my handshake, man. I kind of do this thing where it's like a move. It's like a kind of a high five, touch your face in the middle type thing.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that now. Yeah.
It's the corporate.
Yeah, you guys don't. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I thought that's how we greeted each other last time.
Touch our face after we shake hands, right? Yeah.
Corporate gig.
Well, we touch each other's face. I remember that's how we do it, right?
Yeah.
I think it's safe if you rub cheeks.
Oh, you rub cheeks?
Yeah, if you just rub your cheek on your buddy's cheek,
maybe
that's
butt
cool.
cheeks. Maybe butt cheeks.
That'd be right. cool, too.
is that what the Eskimos do?
Are you,
noses?
Are you driving
noses.
From, are you driving from Myrtle Beach to Florida, or are you going to fly?
I'm driving the whole way, man.
Yeah,
I drove from St. Louis to Myrtle Beach, driving down to Amelia Island, and then I'm driving over. My brother, he's got this place down in Mississippi where his in-laws are. Down in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. He stays down there all summer. So I'm going back through there to hang with him for a little bit. And one of my friends has a bar down there, and he set up a gig. And that's the one I'm most worried about.
A Mississippi bar? Yeah. You got to be careful.
Yeah, my brother said, it's like a small town down there. Yeah. And he says, I'm not sure anybody there has even heard of COVID. Like, he's like, they don't
I'm road tripping myself in a couple of weeks, and I think the scariest proposition I face is public bathrooms. How do you handle that?
Are you talking about the sex? Or are you,
No.
That's what I was thinking too. Yeah, how do you handle the glory hole? Just don't put your face down there.
I got a plan for that. I don't have a plan for going into the public bathroom.
It's the same signals you always use in the public bathroom, Todd.
Okay. Wide stance. Knock twice.
Meet here at 2:30 a.m. for manly love.
Look for the cute guy.
I'll put you in touch with that. Who's that guy? Was it a senator from Utah?
Yeah. Minnesota.
Idaho.
Idaho. Yeah,
Idaho.
That's right.
Larry
Idaho.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's the same signal. Just ask him, man. It's easy. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're on the road. Hope you don't catch COVID before you show back up here in Omaha someday. Where the Field Corn Grows is the name of the special. You can get it everywhere. You recorded this in St. Louis, right?
Yeah, I filmed it in Edwardsville, Illinois, which is about an hour from St. Louis. And
Didn't Colleen come down for that gig?
Yeah, Colleen came. It was great, man. Oh, cool. She was. We had a lot of fun that week, man. All right. Yeah, she came, and I had O'Brien open for me. And man, I'll tell you guys a funny story about that. Like, see, I don't know if you saw the promo pic for it.
No way.
It's like me. It's like me in a cornfield or whatever, okay, holding a Starbucks cup or something.
All right.
And this goes back like I don't know, like probably 15 years when I was living with Gannant in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow I think I told you about this, but he like some girl in Omaha like took some headshots of him one time.
I remember these.
And
yeah. In a cornfield, right?
And one of them was in a cornfield. And it was like, and she like printed on the headshots like a crop full of jokes or something like that. And I just ridiculed him, man. I put that thing all over the place because he didn't know. He hid those things, and he happened to leave a folder on our kitchen table, and I was looking through, and I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me, man.
And
I took it back. So cut to like now, I'm doing this special. It's a lot about farming and how I don't know much about farming. So we do this photo shoot, and we're at this farm, and a beautiful farm in Illinois. And this photographer's asking me to do it. He keeps asking me to do a shot in the cornfield. I'm like, nah, man, I can't do that.
By the way, Greg, I just saw that Nick showed me the photo. You're right. You're right in the cornfield. So yeah. So has Gannant seen him yet?
He has, and he's loving it. He's loving it. But I literally, for like an hour, we shot on a tractor. We shot everything, and he was like, you know, what the cornfield would be good. I'm like, I'm not doing that, man. I can't. So I just tortured this guy with his photos. Gannant's going to just have a day with it. And finally, at the very end, I'm like, all right, man, we'll do this stupid cornfield photo. And of course, out of all of them, that's the one everybody's like, this is the one we got to do. I'm like, oh, man, this is terrible.
He's not going to have a day with that. He's going to have the rest of his life with that. You know that.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah, Gannant's not exactly the kind of guy that lets stuff go.
Well, and he doesn't have a lot else going for him, Greg. Let him have that
Let
one.
Have
you know,
that is
he needs something. He needs something happy, man, in his life.
You are in the
you
corner.
You cannot give that guy one victory.
No, you got to be relentless.
Yeah, that guy will not let anything go. I mean, for 15 years later, this is a Christopher Cross.
His voice doesn't register on the phone when you hear Gannant talk there. At Greg Warren is your Twitter. For dates, by the way, it's gregwarrencomedy.com. Have they opened up clubs in St. Louis yet?
There's one. The club that I don't work, Helium, is open. Uh-huh. The Funny Bone is, they're talking mid-July,
okay.
I think.
All right.
You know, like 50% is the word.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna be weird for a while, man. I don't think anybody's really gonna know what's going on for a while.
No, especially that 50% thing for you guys.
Yeah,
you
know? It's kind of all inconvenient. Not going according to our timetable.
No,
so
exactly.
I'm pretty bothered.
Yeah. Well, you stay safe, by the way. You stay safe. Hey, by the way, how is Dick Harp there with you?
Dick Harp is here. I stand behind you boys in these times, just like I've always stood behind you boys.
But
I stand 6 feet behind you boys.
Oh, good. Because Dick Harp impresses me as the kind of guy who might not take this that seriously.
How do you feel about a lot of black athletes in college, saying, hey, you got to start listening to
us? Yeah, there's that, too.
Oh, Dick. What do you think, Dick?
I stand behind all of my athletes, black, white, gay, straight, Asian. We don't get a lot of those fellas in the college basketball, but I stand behind them.
By the way, it's a woke Dick Harp. All right. I like that. But you're right. You don't see a lot of
Dick Harp. Dick Harp progresses with the time.
See, hey, he didn't impress me as the kind of guy that would.
Well, apparently, I like the character.
I'm glad to hear it.
I like it. He's the He's progressive Dick Harp. I love that.
Listen, guys, over the years with your show, we've made Dick Harp into quite a role model. We can't have him be.
No, I don't want you to be. I don't want you to make him negative. I like the fact that he's growing.
He's got to be woke. Dick Harp has got to be woke.
He does.
Okay?
I'm glad he's developing another dimension. He was kind of one dimensional for a while there. I'm glad he's expanding.
Dick Harp has got to be woke.
As much as I've expanded, I still think your boys need haircuts.
Oh, we do now.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Oh, we haven't gotten a haircut since the pandemic,
now.
Man. I'm letting it grow. The pandemic, I'm not getting it. My wife cuts my hair.
Well, enjoy it, fellas, because the first day of practice, you're getting haircuts. I can tell you that.
So when you were having that, if I have the time kind of moment, was developing the Dick Harp character on that list?
Yeah, it was, man. I pitched it to a couple of networks, and they said it seemed a little bit narrow. the CBS executive said, man, it seems like all you do is say that you stand behind people and accuse people of having long hair. And I was like, well, you're not getting the depth of this character.
Oh, since you're in Myrtle Beach, are the world-famous Myrtle Beach strip clubs open?
Man, I don't know. I don't know. I haven't.
But the comedy clubs are open. The strip clubs are open.
Certainly.
Maybe they are. That's a weird. I honestly. There was a time in my life when I spent way too much time in those types of places.
Right.
But,
you end up making out with trannies.
No, that was just a regular club.
Let me get a time on this. I think we went.
The whole segment.
Almost 15 minutes.
Without you guys bringing that up.
Yeah. I didn't want it to get away without it, Greg.
Well, we had to spend a couple of minutes on how Sean Gannat doesn't let go of anything.
Yeah.
So that's why I took an extra couple.
All right. Where the Field Corn Grows. Stand-up special available on Amazon Prime Direct, Google Play, Xbox Video, and Vudu. That's June 30th.
And the album. You can download the album on July 21st.
Yes. Hey, it's funny stuff. I can't wait to hear the whole thing, Greg. Can't wait to see you in person, man. Stay safe, all right?
Hey, it's great talking to you guys. Thanks a ton. I really appreciate it, man.
Love you, man.
Drive safe, man.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
New research from the app, Plenty of Fish.
How you doing?
Looks at just how the pandemic will affect how we form romantic relationships. They surveyed users about how they're feeling about dating right now. 66% of those surveyed said that they now value deeper conversations more than they did pre-pandemic.
And sex.
Yeah.
You're right, Craig, until a month into the vaccine. And sex.
They value deeper
conversations.
Two-thirds of us value deeper conversations more now.
That's all we're having
now. They figure that, it's because we've had to gained an appreciation for it.
And sex.
7 in 10 of those surveyed said they'd be happy to go on a virtual date once lockdown is over. That doesn't make sense to me.
No.
33% would now be open to a long-distance relationship.
Yeah, why wouldn't you go on a virtual date during the pandemic? That's safe.
Yeah.
Well, I think it'd be very easy to get out of that date, though. You know, I got to go.
Well, here's why.
Just go, breaking up. Jump by, lost
you.
Here's why,
connection.
Todd. Some people think video dating will have become so prevalent in lockdown that a virtual date will become a natural step in the dating process before meeting face-to-face.
Does Zoom make my ass look big?
No.
Nope.
Your ass.
No, it's your ass. That still exists, by the way, even on Zoom. Hey, does Zoom make my ass look big? No, your ass does.
18% said that being socially distanced from dating has made them open to romance with someone that's not their usual type or with anyone, while 35% said they now deem looks less important than before because, well, anyone will do right now.
Yeah, you don't have to be seen with anybody.
My standards have
lowered. True.
And then, of course, the most popular qualities that people look for on a date, at least on Plenty of Fish, humor, shared interests,
so funny,
and authenticity, all important if you're planning to have lengthy conversations.
Sluttiness will make its way back in there soon.
Damn right. Damn right it will.
Man, how can you tell if somebody smells bad on a virtual date?
Yeah.
You establish a relationship, and you show up with them, and they just stink.
But you can fart on dates. Nobody's going to know, man.
Well, as long as they're silent.
Sitting in a cloud.
I just moved my cup.
Like Todd's crap. Yeah.
I just moved my cup, not a fart.
Man, you move that cup a lot.
Why do you lean over when you move that cup?
You particularly, Tyler, could not fart on a Zoom date.
No.
Yours are not silent.
Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What the hell do you think you were listening to?
Streaming live 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Grab the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher,
and now Spotify.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.